What's up, everybody? Welcome to On West Gray, the monthly podcast about all things local government in the city of Norman. I'm your host, Tiffany Verska, Chief Communications Officer for the city of Norman, and we appreciate you tuning in. Today in the studio with us, we have Mr. Mitchell Richardson, Interim Recreation Manager for the Norman Parks and Rec Department. The summer months are fast approaching, and one of the things Norman's amazing Parks and Rec Department is known for is all the fun and incredible events and programming that they put on for kids and adults throughout the community. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. This is fantastic. I love your guys' studio setup in here. I was like, I know you and Bryce do such a good job here with the communications department. It's nice to be involved with it. And thanks for having me on.
Yeah, he's the brains of this operation. Yeah. Let's be honest with you.
Way to go, Bryce. Way to go.
So let's start with you, Mitchell. Tell us a little bit about your history with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a tenured history, or I've got quite a bit. It was my first job. That was really the cool part of this.
And you never left because you love it.
That's 100% right. Best thing ever is Parks and Recreation. And so, yeah, I started at 16, working over at the 12th Avenue Rec Center, just being a, what they call a recreation specialist. And basically at that point, you just come in and you're doing, summer camp with the kids or some after school care. And you're just there to, you know, make sure kids are safe and have a good time. And eventually, you know, worked my way all the way up here until right now I'm the interim recreation manager. And it's been a, I guess at this point, 12 year process. And it's really been a great time here.
Oh my gosh, yes, 12 years is something to be proud of. Yeah. So you got to come with the adult cool kids then to the municipal complex.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, that was the stepping off point when you got invited to the big kids table at Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yay. Well, then let's dive into some of those events and the programs that we kind of alluded to earlier on in that introduction. So tell us what community members can be looking forward to this summer.
Yeah, so we have, two hours to break down all the events and everything we do here? Is
that
right?
You know what? You take all the time in the world, Mitchell.
Yeah, we can get a quick synopsis here. We do a ton of things throughout the summer here. You know, it really starts off the Westwood Family Aquatic Center opening up. That's our municipal pool. It's a fantastic facility that was built with the Norman Forward Project. I believe it opened back up in 2018.
And that's off of Northwest 24th and Robinson, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, the whole Westwood complex there. We've got the Westwood Pool, Westwood Golf Course, and the Tennis Center there. Well, the pool opens up here on May 25th, and it is from 12 to 8. And then we actually, if you buy a season pass, and we have a season pass holder preview May 24th. So that's another little extra incentive there to go ahead and get those season passes in.
You guys always have the coolest swag. I think that most of us on the management team snagged one of those the big, like, tie-dye cups.
Tumbler cup.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, those are super cool.
I love it. Yeah. So I'm like, what are you guys going to have this season?
I was like, I got to get with Josh Holman's the guy that runs it out there, and he does a fantastic job of procuring all the cool swag. And he pulls stuff that I haven't even thought of, and he does a great job with that. We'll have to see what he's got coming this year.
Okay.
Yeah. With the pool, though, I mean, we still have, I think right now, there's private swim lessons available coming through it. Our group ones, I believe, we've got a wait list going. They're already full.
Like,
that's there's been a great pull from the community there to really get engaged with swim lessons, because it's a really important thing, especially here in Oklahoma. We have so many bodies of water that people go into that it's really, really important for people to learn how to swim and have safe swims.
Yes.
And that's why we also have our teen aquatic safety program. That's something where we kind of have, if you are in between the age of like 13, 15 type there, and you want to come to the pool by yourself, this is the program you got to go to make sure that you're going to be a safe person at the pool there.
Okay.
So it's a good, good way to get people engaged, and get youth engaged with, the pool. Same thing with our junior elite lifeguard camp. And that's a really cool program to where we've got kids, I think from the ages of like 10 all the way to 15, you know, being junior lifeguards, and they get to learn how lifeguards work. They'll have a tube and be next to lifeguards as they're on duty and understanding how it works. And it's a great way for us to get retention of those lifeguards as we go up, because that's one of the hardest parts about municipal pools is getting those lifeguards and getting good quality lifeguards.
Yes, there's a ton. And then you're trying to work probably with vacation schedules and everything else during the height of the summer. So I totally get that.
One of the things we've also got coming up is our summer camp program. Mm-hmm. And so we have three recreation centers that will be doing summer camps. We've got the 12th Avenue Recreation Center, Whittier, and Irving. And that starts on May 28th, and it is a great program. We take ages from 5 to 11, and they go on field trips, weekly field trips to different places like the Westwood Family Aquatic Center. Yay. And the Oklahoma City Zoo and Jasmine Rand Children's Museum. I mean, they go all over the place, and all the arts and crafts and activities, and that's where I started doing those summer camp programs, and now it is tenfolds better than what we were doing when I was there. And I was like, they just do so much. They're so much more creative than I am. And I'm super impressed with them.
So 5 to 11 at any of those three locations.
Yes. I was like, our 12th Avenue Rec Center is full. But we do have some availabilities at both Irving and Whittier. Those rec centers really are the kind of glue and hold the idea of all of our child care. So that they really do a fantastic job there. The Young Family Athletic Center, our new shiny facility there. It has some new summer programs coming out too. We'll have a pickleball league for the first time coming up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I was like, pickleball has been a sport that's been taken over.
Okay. What's the age limit for that one?
I think it's just an adult league. So, I mean, you can, if you want to set up a team, you want to go together.
Mr. Verska will be very excited about this.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it. And Bryce, you want to join too?
I see him nodding yes. Yes, we'll just tell the people that he's nodding
exactly,
yes.
Exactly. He's coming with us. He's coming with us. But yeah, the pickleball league, we've got the another youth basketball league, which our last youth basketball league we just finished up not too long ago was very successful, and we had around, I think, 1,400 kids go through there. And
man, that parking lot is packed every time I pass.
Yeah, I was like, it's fantastic to see how many people roll through there. And we kind of checked some numbers and everything, and I think we, in the month of March here, we had around like 70 or 75,000 people roll through
that facility. Oh my goodness.
And
so basketball, volleyball, you named, you know, pickleball, and there's also kind of that medical element in there as well, in partnership with Norman Regional. And then you also just opened the pools in there recently, right? The indoor pools?
Yes. Yeah. The indoor pool just opened up. And right now through April 12th, we've got free community hours to come in and check out the pool. After that, it'll be included in the memberships, and you can do your daily fee as well. But yeah, it's got 8 competition lane pool and a 4-lane recreation pool. In the competition side, it's got this giant video board and a race tracker for all those competition meets, and a stadium seating. It really sets itself apart.
Oh my gosh, that is so exciting. And folks can go on to yfac.com.
Correct.
Yeah. YFAC.com to learn more.
Yeah. Thanks for the plug. I appreciate that.
I got you, Mitchell.
Yeah, you got it. One of our other, so when we get into like our special events, this is something that I kind of hold near and dear. It's something that as I've was born here in Norman and I've grown up in Norman, I have got pictures and memories of going to all the special events, and it's really fun to have that ability to kind of put those on now and to give that back to the public and hopefully inspire the next person that's going to come through our recreation department and come and put on all the great events as well. We've got our Norman 4th Fest coming up. That's our biggest outdoor event.
Yes.
We usually have somewhere in the 12 to 13,000 in the park and 30,000 around the surrounding area, because this year we've got the biggest public fireworks show going on in the state.
Of course we do.
Yeah, of course we do. We love our fireworks.
Of course we do. All right. Well, that is exciting. Yeah. And that is actually, that takes place on the 4th of July in Reeves Park, right?
Correct. Yep. Okay. At Reeves Park on July 4th, fireworks there at 9:45. We've also got live shows from Hook, which does some kind of 70s, 80s classic rock. Mm-hmm. And also it's a band called Lip Service, which does metal and 80s hair band. We're really kind of throwing it back and giving some fun 80s vibes with our bands this year.
All right.
Yeah. 4th of July, we also, it is a packed day for parks and recreation. Mm-hmm. So we've got a red, white, and blue swim at the Westwood Family Aquatic Swimmer. Westwood Family Aquatic Center.
Yes.
And we also have our Firecracker 5K. And so that is at Legacy Park. That was put on last year by the Oklahoma Race Company, and they've done a fantastic job. We've partnered with them. We're going to be putting that on together. Okay. And it is just 5K right down that interstate drive off of Legacy Park. Basically, you'll go down, come back, and it was a huge hit last year, so we're going to keep that rolling.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, we've got Juneteenth coming up.
Yes.
So Juneteenth is going to, the festival itself is going to happen on June 19th. There'll be live performances, education and understanding, and basically some teaching moments throughout that. That one also has fireworks.
All right. Yeah.
So we just keep them rolling with the fireworks. We've also got Movies in the Park. So that is a program that we've been putting on for almost a decade at this point.
Mm-hmm.
For the summer month, we've got a Barbie. Will happen on May 24th, and we'll have a Barbie box that you saw at all the movie theaters that people were coming in and taking pictures with. We're going to have some trivia stuff, some costume contests. It'll be full pinked out.
All right.
Fun time for everybody. We also have our Westwood Golf Course is putting on the Westwood Invitational. That'll be July 5th through 7th. That is just, your golf tournament. It's one of the biggest golf tournaments that they have. Also, junior academies, we have tons of stuff going on for kids. Tons of stuff. So we've got the Junior Golf Academy. We also have different academies going on at the Tennis Center. And we also have free clinics at the golf course that kids can come in and just, figure out how to putt, how to do the driving range, things like that.
Okay. Can adults join in on those as well?
there are some, there is one.
I'm asking for a friend.
Oh yeah. Yeah. For a friend. I was like, I need to definitely brush up on my golf skills too. I went out there not too long ago and it was embarrassing. No one needs to see, Mitchell golf. That's just,
so you help put on the programming. It doesn't mean that you were the best at the actual
program. Oh yeah. And really with that, that's completely Rick Parrish out of the golf course. He handles all that. He is the golf pro. PGA, all that stuff.
Awesome.
He understands all that. I don't go near golf.
Well, the good news is I think there's lots of opportunities through Norman Parks and Recreation to get good at anything you want to get good at. So
yeah.
Pickleball, golf, swimming. I think that you guys have a full lineup this coming season for everybody. Yeah. So way to go. And, you did name so many different events and programming, that's coming up in the immediate future. But per year, because I know you guys do things during the winter as well. Do you have any idea how many events you all kind of help coordinate or organize?
Yeah, if we added up everything throughout the department, and we're probably putting on somewhere in the north of 50 events throughout the year range. So somewhere in the 50 to 55. That's just with events.
Sure.
And we've got tons of a different program going on. We are the City of Festivals, right?
Yeah.
So it's a good idea for us to have a ton of different opportunities for people to come and check out different aspects with it. Yeah.
City of Festivals and the Department of Fun is usually how we refer to Parks and Rec around here. So, you all may put on the 50, but then also, can you talk a little bit about how all year round, again, Parks and Recreation really provides vital support for partner agencies and different types of initiatives that maybe isn't a City of Norman thing proper, but, it's important that we support and help out different organizations around the community to make those events successful.
Yeah. And so that's just that all the third party people coming in, we try to provide as much support as we can on the recreation side. We're willing to meet with people and talk through events and helping coordinate and getting all that stuff sorted out. I mean, really all the hard work and heavy lifting comes through our park maintenance division, Wade Thompson, Mike Carter.
Shouts to Wade.
Yeah, they really do every, like, so when you're talking about those large events like Medieval Fair, the Norman Music Festival, Jazz in June, helping, you know, coordinate that stuff and get work with those organizers and, you know, setting up all the electrical stuff, getting all the little logistical detail stuff, that's where they really come through and shine. And along
trying
with
to make
the,
sure that grass is mowed, right?
Yeah, got to get that grass mowed because people will let you know.
Well, that's awesome. You guys do an amazing job day in and day out. So in your own words, Mitchell, what do you think is the most essential mission of Parks and Recreation here at the City of Norman?
Oh, that is a good one. That is a really good one. I mean, really for Parks and Recreation, our goal is, you know, as much as we're providing services, we're really a people business. Like we are doing everything for people. That is 100%. All of the stuff we do is just for the community. So our mission is to provide the best recreational park opportunities because it spans so – it's such a wide shot idea of what recreation is. Mm-hmm. And so our real goal is just to provide that for our community, and that means something different for everybody.
Sure.
We are doing as much as we can with our department as we physically – can. We are doing a ton of events, ton of programming. We have a vast amount of parks. And so providing that quality of life for our residents is really our just number one goal.
Well, I think that you're doing a fantastic job.
Oh,
so
thank
we
you.
Appreciate you and your team. And I think we had Jason on the show around this time last year, and he's amazing. And so thankful for him as well. So is there anything else that you would like listeners to know about your department, what you guys do? Any final thoughts?
As much as our department gets out there and does, you know, all the marketing and everything, I cannot commend both you, Bryce, and the communications team for everything that you guys do. It is something that is super special that not a lot of cities get. The attention that you guys give. Maybe it's just because we're the needy child of the city.
And I don't know. It's between you guys and utilities, I think. But
but I really do appreciate everything you guys do for us.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Yeah. Questions or commentary about On West Gray can be sent into publicaffairs@normanok.gov. Shouts to our producer and editor, Mr. Bryce Holland of the City of Norman Communications Office. Visit normanok.gov/news to enroll for e-notifications on traffic advisories, upcoming events, election notices, and more. Follow us on social, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, City of Norman OK. Until next time, stay engaged, stay informed, and always remember to cast your ballot. I'm Tiffany Verska. Thank you for joining us on West Gray.